WFMU.
Last time on Bucci.
Give me my money. Ah!
Where's Bucci? Where the swear word is Bucci? Nice, fat, brisk walk together.
Brisk?
I'm good for that. I'm an ex-marathoner. It's good to be out here, and, you know, on a walk with my pal Bucci.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I gotta stop.
Take it easy, bro. You got a hernia.
And you're just eating big handfuls of mashed potatoes and...
No.
Letting your life pass you by, right?
No.
No!
It begins in August.
Uh-huh.
And then it ends in, like, I forget what month it is.
Oh, my heart.
Brisker than that.
I can't do it, Brisker. What are you seeing on your walk? What are you seeing? Hold on. Can you stop? Can you slow down for your buddy Bucci for a second? You stop?
Yeah.
Please. That's a trot. You gotta slow down. You're trotting.
I can't go much quicker.
Heel toe. You're shuffling your feet. Come on, come on, come on. How heavy are your cats? Do you use them as weights?
No.
Briskets.
Briskets. I'm gonna throw up. Why are you walking so slow? You're just taking giant steps.
I only have one speed. It's either, like, fast or skipping.
This is ridiculous. We don't need you to talk. You know, I prefer, actually, if we could just walk in silence. This is your first ever walk?
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous. I've always wanted to get healthy, and walking's the way to do that.
Warm. Leatherette.
Leatherette.
Warm.
Oh, my God, I can't stop.
Whoa. You're smoking! You're smoking, oh, Alice! Just...
Oh, my God!
And she's gone.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
What was the topic again?
That's the topic. We're doing a brisk walk. Walk, 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 walk.
Smooth Booch.
Hey. It's Bucci. Wait. Is it Bucci?
I don't think so.
It is. Hold on. Oh, I've been talking all week. It's so nice to be on a mic and doing it. It's way better than communicating, you know, into the palm of my hands as I sit on the edge of the bed, weeping. Wait, is that Bucci at it? No! Oh! So, back for another one of these. Let's crack a can, eh? Crack a can of summer. The last little droplets of brat summer. Tastes like straight vodka. Summer is dying, my friends. It's on his last legs. Don't cry. I'm sorry. Bucci's sad that summer is over. There's one thing about Bucci, he takes summer by the reins, sits across its back. Rides it into September. But when it dies, I can feel the death tremors vibrating throughout my, you know, in my thighs.
Bucci adage.
So in honor of this last week of summer, I'm wearing all-white clothes. It's right before Labor Day. Got to get in the all-white clothes before Labor Day. I didn't really end up wearing a lot. I wore a lot of tan. And if people who know, who follow me on Instagram, Bucci Nights, they know I've been wearing tan. So, and you can't wear white after Labor Day, right? There's too many gravy-based dishes in the fall. It will mess up the white. So I have layers of white on right now. Head to toe, virginal white Kangol, white baseball hat, white bandana, and a white bucket hat on top of everything, like a polyester cherry. And that's just the that's just the head. Oh, but you also got the white wristbands, huge white wristwatch, white snake t-shirt, white dress with the shorts under them, of course, for modesty. All white. Black sneakers. Reeboks. Because I can't. I tried painting the white Reeboks. The black Reeboks white, like Alice in Wonderland style. But I ran out of white out. So I'm in all white. If you poured Bucci into a coffee, that coffee would be creamy.
Smooth Booch.
All right, so I just want to get a couple things out of the way before we just plow through with our heads down through this hour. This is going to be the last live Bucci of the summer schedule. The kid's going to be away next week. So a Best of Bucci will be airing. Best and second Best of Bucci. She. Well, my doctor, former doctor, Desmond, is getting married. And he invited me to the wedding. Even though he fired me as a patient, he says, well, you know, you're growing on me. You know, I checked out the podcast over there at Apple, and I've been listening to the archives. I'm like, man, this guy is really very, very, very good. And so he shot me an invitation, so I got to go there. I got to go to my doctor's, I guess it's a wedding. We'll find out. But I'll be back the following week, and I guess we can say this now. Bucci will remain on Fridays in the fall. My friend Stashu will be on Mondays now, 8 to 9 p.m. Oh, you hear that? That is the sound of people typing angrily into Reddit about Bucci remaining on Friday nights. Don't worry, I'm gonna keep these shows fun, light, breezy, or as fun as humanly possible. And speaking of fun, my soon-to-be longtime wife is in the studio today.
Hi.
You okay back there?
I'm doing great.
She just cracked a can of
summer.
Another can of summer.
You had two.
She's pouring that sunshine all over her head, which station manager Ken is going to be mad about that because you're leaving a huge stain on the floor.
I'll tell him it was you.
So you're okay back there then? You're good for the show? Good for the hour?
I got my crossword.
She's got her crossword puzzle going on. Crosswife? Crossword. That's what Jim the Poet told me. And as this piece of paper says, my wife is very good at crossword puzzles. And I'm no slouch either. Which is ironic because my posture is not so great. So give me a, hold on, you want to be on mic?
Yes, please.
All right, go for it.
Is it this mic?
Yes.
The brown one?
Yes, queen.
I like the red one. I want to be on the red one.
So, what is, give me a clue.
All right.
I'll shoot it out
of the
air.
I'm going to give you an easy one because you're not very good at crosswords.
Okay, what?
Genre for Andy Warhol and Roy Lichtenstein.
Isn't that, abstract?
Six letters.
Expressionism.
No.
Popular?
That doesn't fit. It's six letters.
Maybe I am a slouch at crossword puzzles.
Yeah. I could call you another thing, but I won't on the air. I'll call you it off air.
So, but who, you know what? Fine. Who needs crossword puzzles? That's a rhetorical question. Who needs them? I don't know if you've known this. Mrs. Bucci probably does. But Bucci uses words in an extraordinary way. I don't like words that are trapped in boxes. You know what I'm saying? Well, they're all kind of confined in like a little,
crosswords?
Yeah, like milk-fed veal, just crammed in boxes that they don't belong in.
Ooh, that sounds good.
They should be. Words, in my opinion,
Bucci,
should be written in a moleskin notebook or a nice Google Doc and recited by a DJ. That's the ideal format of words. You try to cram this show into a crossword puzzle format, you might as well cram the show into the grave.
Guess it's also square. Graves.
Yeah, it's
crosswords.
A nice...
That's a pretty good analogy.
Well, thank you.
And you're so clever.
People on the chat are saying, oh, that sounds pretty good if the show was in a grave.
They'd like that.
Oh, I'm out of the grave. So that's, I don't love, I mean, you know, you love crossword puzzles. I do not.
I do.
It's just all this facts, objective answers, objective truth, correct answers, you know?
And this is, we didn't even say, this is the New Yorker crossword puzzle.
Yeah. Which is the...
Even more premium.
Is that the premium crossword?
Premium.
You wanna have a little reverb?
Oh, yeah, add
that?
Some reverb.
Hold on. Say it again.
Premium.
But my crossword puzzles are like jazz in that Herbie Hancock is really good at them.
It's like Sudoku.
No, Herbie Hancock stinks at Sudoku. So, you know, I was going to do another topic. I was going to do a Labor Day topic. I was going to have people interview... do a job interview or something, but then now looking at my wife,
beautiful wife,
doing a crossword puzzle, I figured I kind of want to do something. I want to break out of the box and do a crossword puzzle that is more subjective. So you're like, your standard crossword puzzles are like NBA King, 11 letters.
What?
LeBron James. R&B with a Z.
What?
Three letters. SZA.
Oh, I was going to say RZA.
Well, that's rap with a Z. Also, we would also accept JZA.
What about Kids Bop with a Z?
It doesn't have three letters.
See, I need my New Yorker crossword puzzle. This is some jazz crossword.
Another, yeah. Burrito's Enemy, eight letters. Oh, no. Six letters. Burrito's Enemy. Franco, who I haven't heard from in a couple of weeks. But if I know him, he's out there
eating burritos
with a burrito on his lap and another one in his hands. So what I want to do, I think, this hour is to do a puzzle that is more personal to you. Like, I want to create clues, like a clue in this case, what I'm talking about is, like, very important to you when you were in high school. Six letters. That would be, of course, Primus. Or working his way through a degree in microbiotics. Of course, that would be six letters, Rasan. Or has a podcast, five letters. Bucci.
Smooth.
So what, you're making a face?
Well, I'm a visual thinker, and I need to draw it all out. So how are people going to be able to do that? Hopefully they have a pen and paper in front of them. I would suggest that they get a pen and paper.
No. These are just clues. We're not putting them into the format of a crossword puzzle.
I mean, my problem is, as you're talking, I'm not listening to the words coming out of your mouth. So you're saying things to me and asking me questions, and I'm not listening to those questions.
But that's why I'm asking the listeners, not
specifically you. I don't have to answer these.
So the listeners
have to answer.
Yes, this is for the listeners.
Because I'm like half deep into this can of summer, and I'm not going to answer any of these. But I will ask crosswords if people can help me with my crossword.
So that's
my normal crossword.
So, okay, all right, we'll compromise. We'll both be miserable. So
I love those compromises.
Yes. So I will be doing my freeform Zazzy Jazz crossword.
Yeah, and I'll do the New Yorker crossword.
What's the
date?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Oh, you ripped it. It's August 26th of hopefully this year.
August 26th of this year.
You know how they pile up.
That's the crossword puzzle that Mrs. Bucci is doing.
Yeah, sorry for the spoilers. If you haven't gotten to it.
All right. I got to move. Listen, I got to explain this very, very complicated topic. I want to hear clues about you. What would a clue about you be if it was in a crossword puzzle? Or it could be your opinion about something, like really good in the movie Patterson, 10 letters. Adam Driver. Bjork's best album, 6 letters. Volta. Stuff like that. That could be an opinion. This will be a way for us to learn more about you and you to kind of find out how you see yourself, how to sum up your life in opinions, in a clue. I gotta turn this down. I mean, you're looking at me again. Here's one. Here's a clue I can think of right now.
No.
Should give Bucci the benefit of the doubt more. 8 letters. Mrs. Bucci.
I was going to think it was yes or no. Why so many?
No, it's a clue.
Letters. I'm confused. Did it have a question mark at the end of it?
Yeah, they all have a question mark at the
That's
end of it.
That's not the point.
And like I said, Mrs. Bucci will be doing her regular boring...
Yeah, I'm busy. I got a hobby.
...puzzle as well in the background. And if you have any trouble, you'll just let us know. And
me?
Yeah, the callers will can maybe help you out.
Callers can decide if they want a Bucci puzzle or a Bucci puzzle.
Sure, I have that. Yeah, that's
Also part of it.
Yeah, that's also part of it.
Okay,
definitely.
Cool.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely. That's what we're gonna be doing for the show, and it totally makes sense. Look, I'm in summer mode still.
Drunk.
Give an example of a clue that you need an answer to.
Okay, molecule that carries genetic info.
How many letters?
I'm looking. Hold on. 3 letters. Okay. This is also a beginner friendly puzzle.
Okay. So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be, do you want to do Mrs. Bucci's crossword, or do you want to do Bucci's password that is more about you? Or do you want to do it Mrs. Bucci's, which is more about the opinions of the person who writes the New Yorker
crossword puzzle? Well, this is a
crossword
really, that's a really dumb one. I don't know. If anyone can't answer that one, I just
get it's off is, my it line. Is it SZA? Is it SZA again?
It is SZA, weirdly. Yeah, okay. Carrie's genetic info for all of us.
That is SZA. All right, so that's after the break. Right now we're going to hear a band.
Ooh, what band?
That, let's see, let's put it into crossword puzzle format. This is a band whose name translates as No Surf, eight letters.
Not a surf.
It's that's right, not a surf, with popular. Only on WFMU.
Doesn't
want to
play.
That's interesting. Huh?
Well, this isn't. Oh, I know why. All right. You figured it out? This is like a crossword in your own mind.
Only on WFM. Why isn't this playing? Insert one. Alright.
This is fun. I love a Bucci on-air panic attack.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Forget about that music stuff. Well. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Is my mic on?
Yes. There you go.
I'm going to repeat that. This show is going so well. I want to say we don't have Jim the Poet taking calls. So if you call.
All right.
And you're going to get directly to us.
So what we're doing here, 201-209-9368, we're writing crossword clues about you. Like, what is a crossword clue that you would write about yourself? Has a pebbled driveway, four letters, Mike. Or we're also doing... Mrs. Bucci's crossword puzzle that she has taken from the New Yorker. What issue of the New Yorker? The 26th?
August 9th. Wait. 26th. Yeah, you're right.
August 26th, 2024. She's doing that crossword puzzle. And if you have any questions that you want answered, Mrs. B, then...
Yeah, we could do it together.
We can do it together. We're probably going to end up doing this together. So do you want a crossword puzzle about yourself, or do you want to answer one of Mrs. Bucci's crosswords clues? Caller, you got Bucci and Mrs. Bucci.
Bucci.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
This is Leo.
Hey, Leo.
Hi, okay, Leo. So
my crossword... puzzle. Oh, by the way, I'd rather do Bucci's. I like your crossword better, Bucci.
Thank you very much.
I don't like the New Yorker crossword.
Wow.
Thank you. Has good taste. Three letters. Leo.
Thank you.
You're
okay,
welcome.
So my clue is the tastiest farm animal. That's three letters. Tastiest farm animal.
A doe?
Hen?
D-O-E?
No.
Hen?
Not doe or hen.
Tastiest farm level.
You should know this one.
I should know this
cow.
One.
Cow.
No, it's not cow.
You're so loud. Why are you louder than me? I don't know. Who is it? What is it?
Pig.
Pig.
Pig,
oh, yeah. That's right. They are delicious. They're just delicious. Okay. Thanks, Leo. But, Leo, do you have one that more describes you? Like, more describes you? Like, we already know that has good taste, three letters, is you. But do you have another one that kind of... that would sum you up, or maybe about one of your opinions? Not to put you on the spot, but that is the whole point of this radio show.
I couldn't think of one.
No.
The only one I thought was...
Maybe he's all about pig.
What is that line from Babe? Nice job, pig. I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard that before, yeah.
All right, Leo, thank you so much. You started us out really good, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Jesus. 201-209-9368. We're taking, I want to hear a crossword clue about yourself. What if you had to, if you were in a crossword puzzle, say in The New Yorker, and there was a clue about you, what would it be? Like, let's see if I can think of one. Scares, oh, I have one. Scares the SH double hockey sticks out of me, 12 letters. That would be, of course, Toni Collette. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Franco.
Franco!
Man, where have you been?
Wait, play the party sound.
I've been here, I've been there, I've been everywhere.
Wow.
It's summer, man.
That's right.
He's bumming around with
So what have you been up in Maine eating a live lobster?
No, I was in San Francisco.
Okay.
And I didn't have a computer.
Six letters, eats live lobsters, Franco.
San Francisco is the Maine of people in L.A., so
it is. It is. I've never been to Maine, but I imagine, well, seafood, come on.
That's what we do. The same travel distance.
It's the same travel distance. It feels like it's
a
different vibe, though.
I ate fish. I ate a lot of trout. That's not seafood, but I did eat a lot of trout.
So five letters, right? Five letters. What Franco loves, five letters, trout.
Yeah.
Do you have another one?
Yeah.
What's one about yourself? What's a clue that sums up for Franco?
Oh, yeah. You just laid this one in my lap, Bucci. The character
I don't want to do
in
that.
Superman that used to taunt him and then get sent back to his planet when he couldn't spell his name backwards.
This is a long one.
Oh, wait. Say
how
it.
How many letters?
It's an eight-letter word, and I'll just tell you that.
Okay.
You know that character?
Is it Mixleplix?
You got it!
I got it!
Bucci.
You won!
Wow.
You won the prize, which is a burrito that I still haven't unpacked out of my...
You should mail it to a WFMU.
I get enough burritos in the mail, thank you very much.
Okay, well, now so I'll just throw it out in the front yard.
Okay, Franco, it's really great to hear from you. I'm glad that you're having a nice summer, and I hope it doesn't come crashing to an end.
He's not admitting he missed you. He talked about you every week. Where's Franco?
Oh, see,
where is he?
Believe me,
he hates me. How come he's not
very
calling?
Very acutely aware that I wasn't there when I was doing other things.
Oh, we were also aware.
But it would have been a really socially awkward to excuse myself to do the show.
Uh huh. Yeah, why were you like at a funeral or something giving a?
Well, you know, I was visiting with people, but I guess it's an understatement to say that my personality fills the room. Okay, I just didn't really want to jab home the point, you know, say, oh, well, I've got
Don't
a show
jab.
To do.
Well, Franco, I'm glad you're back, and that's a really
glad
good.
Glad to be back.
All right, bye. I do have to say that Franco's was interesting, but it really wasn't what I'm looking for.
I'm looking for
a crossword clue that's about you, not for you to come up with a crossword clue. You know what I'm saying? So something
so
like...
you're trying to get really personal.
On Thin Ice with Bucci. That's many people. But I'm looking for the one with 11 letters. So On Thin Ice with Bucci, this is about me, Bucci's uncle. That person is on thin ice with me. Do you have one that you want to give out?
Are you looking at me?
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Oh, I'm kind of busy.
What's one that you can't get?
Oh, okay. Like a tree-lined lane.
Like how many letters?
Five.
Does it have any other letters in it?
No.
It's like a tree-lined
lane. It's like a tree-lined lane. Five letters. Do you think anyone... one of
a tree-lined... is it tree-lined... tree-lined street?
No, that's too many letters.
Yeah, but it is like a tree line. Like, see, this is so why Bucci's crossword is more free-flowing.
You're
like
adding boxes to my crossword.
Bucci's crossword, the words break out of their boxes and start jitterbugging all over the place.
You need to follow the rules.
201-209-9368. We're talking about crossword puzzles. I want to hear about your personal crossword clue. If you wanted to sum yourself up or your opinions in a crossword clue, what would that clue be? Also, Mrs. Bucci is doing her own personal corporate crossword puzzle. And she needs some help on that.
To not bother you, you said.
Oh, there's a good one. Who is really good in that movie, Sorry to Bother You, 13 letters?
I don't know.
Tessa Thompson.
What?
She was great in that movie.
Oh, you like her.
No, I don't. 201-209-9368. If you want, let us know what's the clue that you would write about yourself.
She did have really cool earrings in that movie.
Who? Tessa Thompson? Yeah, she really did.
But what is this, gym show? We need to get back to the topic.
Oh, yeah, gym
boxes.
Show. Yeah, boxes, we're filling them. Who loves the NPR game show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? Well, that's
you
everyone.
Hate
that
show.
Is everyone.
Constantly complaining.
But I'm thinking of a person with 9 letters in their name. Who loves the NPR game show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? You got it?
No.
Ron Howard.
What?
He puts it into all of his movies.
I didn't know
There's
that.
There's always a character in a Ron Howard movie, and they're listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Is this like a deep cut?
No, even on that movie, what is he, Apollo? What movie did he direct? Apollo 11? They're all, you know, the astronauts are listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me in space.
You know how I feel about movies.
Yeah. Sucks Blood, 3 letters.
Dracula?
God.
Oh.
Oh, my mother is texting me. She's texting her clue in. Oh, okay. Well, it kind of gave it away. So my mother's clue about herself is finally beat Tekken 6. The video game. 201-209-9368. You're driving people away.
Do we don't have any calls?
No calls.
Wait, okay. I have a good one.
Okay.
Blank, 3 letters, blank Speedwagon. I think it's REM. REM Speedwagon. I'm pretty sure it's that.
All right, if you want to correct my wife.
How dare you correct me?
REM.
You shan't. You know I have a can of summer.
Yeah, you're really breaking, you're really getting through that can of summer too.
It's dented.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. What's a personal, what's a crossword puzzle that's about, a crossword clue that's about you?
So wait, question.
Yeah.
We have no calls.
No, we have one now.
Should we take it or do you want to keep, like, bantering?
Caller Yagabuchi.
Wow.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, how are you?
Sir, first time caller.
Oh, fantastic. Do we love or hate first time callers?
How many letters is 4?
Love.
Oh, that's nice.
Who's this?
Name's Eric. So I got 11 letters.
Oh,
the best movie about shrimp fishing and the Vietnam War.
Wait, say it again. What kind of fishing?
Shrimp.
11 letters. What is the best movie about shrimp fishing and the Vietnam War?
Is it Forrest Gump? That's not 11 letters, though.
Yep.
Is it?
That's not 11 letters.
Wow, you got it. Is it Forrest Gump?
That's only 10 letters.
Uh-oh. No, no, with an exclamation point, right?
Oh, I forgot. Forrest Gump has an exclamation
point after it.
Yeah.
So Forrest Gump, we accept exclamation points in
Bucci's puzzle, but not in the New Yorker puzzle, which is what counts.
What's your name again?
Name's Eric. My name is Eric.
Oh, Eric. Thanks for calling. First time caller, call back. I mean, not
Wait,
today.
You didn't
or
ask
tomorrow.
If he was a first time caller and a long time listener.
Oh, yeah, a long time listener?
No, I actually just found the radio station like 2 weeks ago.
Well, welcome in. The water is freezing cold. All right, Eric, thanks. Hello? Call Yagabuchi and Mrs. Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
It's Addy.
Hey, Addy, what's up?
Hey, okay, I got a clue for you.
Okay.
Yay.
All right, Addy, what is it?
It's the only smell that I can remember that's sweet, and it's 5 letters long.
The only smell that you can remember, and it's 5 letters long. So, Addy, you only remember one smell, just to drill down on this clue?
Well, how many smells can you remember and recall?
Boy, that's a good question.
Is it cocoa?
It's not so easy.
I can only remember the smell of a steak.
Oh, no, it's not any of those.
Okay, how many letters did you say, Addy?
5. Steak and cocoa.
5 letters. The only smell that you can remember.
And this is the first letter, maybe.
And this is suitable. This is suitable for radio, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. First
this
letter.
Is a common favorite smell.
What is the what's the first letter?
L.
Five letters.
L, like Lucy. Yeah.
Oh, it's not Lucy, right?
No.
That's not. That's five letters.
It's a common smell.
Lilac.
Yes.
I'm brilliant.
Good job.
Unbelievable.
Lilac.
That was
you have one for Addie that you can give. Are you that you're stumped on that you want to ask Addie about?
Sure.
If he knows the answer.
Well,
they know the answer.
I mean, I'm really stumped on this Speedwagon one.
Yeah. Oh, three letters blank Speedwagon. We think it's REM.
Box? No, yeah. REM.
Yeah, yeah, REM
Speedwagon. All right, exactly.
Addie, that's always great to talk to you. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Box Speedwagon also kind of works.
Yeah, sure. And PYT Speedwagon or GZA Speedwagon.
That's cool. Or SZA.
Yeah, SZA Speedwagon. She's that's all over this crossword
all over.
Puzzle.
It's really weird.
You're not a SZA fan, though. I keep trying to get when you're sleeping. I put headphones over you and I play some SZA.
Yeah,
some
and I
Kill
say, I
Bill.
Prefer RZA. I always say that to you no, yeah, in my sleep.
Yeah, you do mumber it. When I'm putting the headphones on and you're like, why, give me some SZA. I like the Gravediggers. 201-209-9368. Where I want to hear what crossword clue that's about you and you only, about your opinions, about yourself. Like Addie said, oh, the first smell that he remembers is lilacs.
Lilac.
Or, well, I have one right here. Wait. Bucci's Therapist's Band. Seven letters. Bucci's Therapist Band. It's you're never gonna get it. It's The Week, W-E-A-K.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's the name of their
Wait.
Band.
E-A-K.
When I was sitting on the couch, W-E-A-K, like week in state. When I was sitting on the couch last session, I told you about this.
I thought they.
I was like, oh, there's like I was like it was like a princess in the pea for my bottom. I'm like, what is under this sofa cushion? And it was like. My therapist's CD that he just made. He burned it. Said The Week. I think it's a pretty good name for a band. Caller, you got Bucci and Mrs. Bucci.
And Mrs. Bucci.
Hello, who's this?
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Wait, is this the
that
Annie
started
that's
before 6:30?
Big hater of the show.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic
yeah,
of the
so
day
I got five
is...
letters for you.
All right.
Uh-oh. I hope it's really biting.
All right. All right. I'm going to turn your mic down because I want Annie to talk. All right,
I'm
Andy.
I'm a fan of Annie.
Five letters. Annie, what is it? What's the clue?
All right. Tolerate Bucci because you can't turn off WFMU no matter what.
That is the law. And that, wait, what is that?
How
so,
many letters?
Five letters.
So wait, five letters, and you can't turn off WFMU?
Well, the answer is,
Anders Bucci?
The answer is Annie. She can't turn WFMU off. That's her
that's
internal
right.
law.
Oh, I'm so
that's
sorry,
the rule. That's
Annie.
The law, right?
Yeah, so you just find yourself, it's on, and it's in
I'm
your on in your kitchen, and you're like, well, maybe I'll, you know, it's drift. The sound of Bucci is drifting through your house, and you really can't do anything about it. Is
Look,
that what it
Annie,
is?
Every week I give it a shot.
Yeah, Annie, you and me have a lot in common because every week I also give it a shot. Oh, Bucci, he's begging and begging,
oh,
please,
yeah.
please listen to the show, and I listen every week, and I'm like,
yeah, you. You take my show with a grain of rice. Who takes my show with a grain of rice?
Me and Annie.
You and Annie.
How many letters is that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Annie, thanks so much for calling. And I'm speaking
have a good one.
Figuratively.
She's my favorite.
201-209-9368. What is a crossword clue about yourself or a crossword clue about an opinion that you have? Not worth my time. 18 letters. This is a tough one.
That's a lot of letters.
Not worth my time. 18 letters.
I gotta write that one down.
Star Trek Enterprise.
What? Why? Are you
I tell you, Scott Baio. No, not Scott Baio. Scott Bakula. Mm. He's nice to look at, but he's
Did
no
you
captain.
Only joined that because you loved Quantum Leap so much.
Yeah, I mean, talking about Venn diagrams. I mean, like you're talking about two.
you're choking on Summer.
Passions of mine, which is Quantum Leap and Star Trek. And nice. I'm like, oh, wow, they're coming together in one tasty bacula package. But it's terrible. 201-209-9368. What's your personal crossword clue? Or Mrs. Bucci has her own crossword puzzle that she's doing from The New Yorker, the August 26th version. What is it called? An episode? Issue
yeah,
of
episode,
The New Yorker.
That's what they're called.
So give us one that you're having a trouble with.
Okay. Quote. Young Frankenstein assistant, four letters.
You have to get closer to the mic, by the way.
Young Frankenstein assistant, four letters.
This is.
Do you know that one?
Is it a swear word?
No.
Beginning with F?
I've actually never seen that movie.
Caller Yagobuchi. Hello, who's this? Hello.
Hello, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Lee.
Hey, Lee, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah. I'm all right. I could be... you know what? I can't be any better.
Bucci,
Lee, what's
promise.
A crossword puzzle, a clue about you or your opinions?
All right. This is something I do on Tuesday mornings. I set aside every Tuesday. I don't work. I don't have meetings. I don't do anything. And it's 11 letters.
Oh, no.
So 11 letters, and there's... And wait, if this letter, this word is something that you do or you don't do?
I do. It's two words.
Two words, 11 letters. Something... Oh, boy.
Is it Yoga Olympics?
I do Yoga Olympics while this is happening.
Ooh.
I often do yoga while this is happening.
What's the first letter we need to call?
Yeah, what's the first letter?
It's a G. Like George.
Is it Golf Olympics?
Get down with your bad self. Is that too many letters?
Do you want a hint?
Yeah, what's a hint?
Yeah.
It's WFMU related.
What time did you say?
Morning time.
Is it something with Clay's show?
9:42.
Oh, Glistener something.
No, it's 9:42. Clay is off the air
off,
at that point.
He's off.
Lee, we're not going to get it. Who? What is it?
It's garbage time.
Of course.
I love garbage time.
See, I was thrown because I thought that show was called Plus.
No, he changed it back because everyone called it Minus.
I think he's landed back in a good place.
Oh, garbage time is absolutely.
I would not want to do yoga to that show, though.
No, the beginning.
Oh, it's good.
The beginning.
It's like dreamy and.
I love garbage time.
Yeah.
I feel right at home at garbage time.
Yeah.
Love.
Lee, thanks.
I wouldn't work or have a Zoom call.
You just like everything stops. The world stops. And it's just you
my favorite day.
And Matt Warwick.
My favorite thing to do.
And
underrated.
And you're doing some lunges and stretches.
Yeah.
All right, Lee. Thanks very much.
No, I like to listen to Garbage Time and then watch Emily in Paris on mute.
And imagine that Matt Warwick is in
up.
Amelie in
it
Paris.
It lines up.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
Caller Yagobuchi and Mrs. Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kate.
Hey, Kate.
What's up? Is that the Frankenstein one?
Yeah, what's the Frankenstein one?
Go for it.
Igor.
Oh, Igor with an I, right?
No, with an E.
With an E?
With an I.
With an I.
Okay, it was with an I. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're right. It is. That's right.
Kate,
thank you.
Do you have one that's more personal? We've done our corporate one about Young Frankenstein.
That's the better one.
But let's do one that's more personal to you, more subjective.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is 34 letters. And okay. The hint
34?
Just let her speak.
And the hint is, most embarrassing thing that happened to me in high school.
Oh, this is a whole story. We're never going to get this.
Yeah, this sounds like a Raymond Carver story or something. 34 letters, most embarrassing thing that happened to you in high school. What does it start with?
It starts with A and ends with E.
Ends with E. I don't think we're going to get this one, Kate. What is
my
it?
My favorite part of this is that you wrote it all out and counted the letters. And if it's not accurate, we're going to be very upset because we're going to listen back and count.
I counted to my best ability.
And remember, exclamation points.
Commas count.
And asterisks. All right, Kate, what is it? We're not going to get it.
Mine is accidentally set the kiln on fire.
That would be a tough one. That would be like Sunday New York Times crossword puzzle.
Was this like ceramic school?
Yeah, it was a ceramics class.
Oh. Yeah, they don't like when that happens.
Yeah,
what did you put
in
the kiln that set it on fire?
Yeah.
Kate, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye.
Poochie's not interested.
201-209-9368. I'm taking personal clues for a crossword puzzle. The jazziest crossword puzzle you ever did see. Five Letters has a show tomorrow in Monty Hall with Jesse Doris and special guest Christine at 8 p.m. Five Letters. Whose is it?
Mona's Four Letters.
Exclamation point.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah, Mona.
Let's see. Has a rat living in their oven? This might be this next caller. Caller Yagabuchi.
Yeah, hey there, husband and wife. How's it going?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Ref.
Ref?
Yes.
Okay, Ref.
How's it going?
Is that short for referee or reference?
No, it's reference. Yeah. Like you rinse your hand.
Well, they're making names out of all words these days. Is that a Bucci adage?
I love you, Jesus.
Oh, and numbers, too. It's getting crazy.
Man. All right. Speaking of words and numbers, what is a crossword clue about yourself or an opinion that you hold?
Yeah, I think you're going to get it almost automatically because it's so subjective, but it's also objective.
Okay.
So it's five letters.
Yep.
And it's an animal. It was the mascot for my grade school, but it's also a type of burger.
Type of burger? Five letters.
Yes. Five letters.
Warm.
That's not five letters.
Yeah, it is. W-A-R-M.
You're getting warmer.
Exclamation point.
Yeah, you're always adding exclamation points.
All right, how about...
There's no punctuation. There's no punctuation involved.
Yeah.
It's a mascot and also a burger.
Okay, dead with an exclamation point?
There's no exclamation point.
What does it begin with, ref? What does it begin with, ref?
Ref. Yeah, it begins with the letter B.
Boiled? Minus two letters? All right, what is it? What is it?
So bad at spelling.
What is a
bison, man? Bison.
Bison.
Well, the problem is that Bucci doesn't have enough money for a bison burger.
That's not true. I used to be a waiter at Ted Turner's Bison Burger restaurant. I came home slathered in bison blood every night.
You weren't buying them.
This was before you.
You were getting them for free from the garbage afterwards.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean
exactly.
I wasn't eating.
Yes.
All right, ref. I'll see you.
All right.
Ref.
Vice.
Caller, you got Bucci and
I'm
Mrs.
Ready.
Bucci. Hey, who's this?
This is Peter from Florida.
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
I'm Peter from Florida.
How's Florida treating you?
I'm doing okay. Florida's not treating me well, but I think I got to correct you. Did you say REO Speedwagon?
No,
we said
the
REM
band is called
Speedwagon.
REM Speedwagon,
sure,
isn't it?
It should be REO.
Whoa. What's the O stand for?
It's REO Speedwagon is the name of that group, not REM.
Oh,
REM. What does the O stand for?
That's
though?
True. Because REM is a... That makes more sense.
That's another
group,
band.
Right. REM is from... like North Carolina. REO Speedwagon, I think, is from Canada.
Okay. So wait, so there's an REO Speedwagon, and then there's also an REM Speedwagon?
Yeah, no, not a Speedwagon. The other group's just REM.
It's just REM.
REM's music sounds like it.
Are they the same? They're very similar?
Oh, I wouldn't compare them.
We wouldn't compare.
Well, thank you for correcting us.
I'm correcting you, which leads me into the nickname that I got from Frank Rian Michel.
All right.
Oh, okay. So you used to call. All right.
And I'm going to give you the crossword clue for the nickname given to me by Michelle and
Ooh,
Frangry.
We can't wait for this.
Okay, again, it can't be a swear word.
No.
Okay.
Here's the clue. Comprehend in total.
How many letters?
How many letters?
How
is
many
the
letters?
Crossword?
Oh, I got to count it.
Yeah, you better count.
I really should be doing
five,
this.
Five, six.
I know he should be.
Seven, eight, nine.
Nine letters. And give us that clue again.
Comprehend in total.
Mrs. B? Understand? Is it understand? U-N-D?
They called me this teasingly a few times when I would call in.
I don't know. What do you think?
Complexity? I don't know.
No, that doesn't sound like a nickname to me.
Oh, I'm always like, oh, that guy, complexity.
What is it, Peter? We're not going to get it.
They referred to me as know-it-all. And that's why I said I kind of fulfilled it with my saying, it's not R-E-M, it's R-E-O.
So you
that's,
had to call in because we were so wrong.
I'm bring you down a little
that's
bit.
You were so wrong.
Screaming on the know microphone.
It all. That's me.
You know what? This is very similar to the internet where people just are wrong and then people have to comment and then there's an algorithm.
Yeah, that is just like, Peter.
I'm just saying.
What is one other thing that you know it all about? Quick.
One other thing that I know about, oh, the origin of why zero isn't freezing, why 0 degrees is what it is. Well, you know, why in the Fahrenheit thermometer,
uh-huh.
Why is zero what it is? It's not, it's the freezing point of salt water. Note that. In other words, they like to say, well, freezing is 32 degrees. No. 0 degrees is the freezing point
right.
of salt water, and that's much more useful because most of the water in the world is salt water, and ships
that's
needed
true.
To know if they would be able to sail. That's why they set the Fahrenheit thermometer to 0 degrees at
I also
boy,
feel
you
very
know
strongly about
you
this.
Do know it all, Peter. Thank you so much for passing on, forcing your knowledge on us. I really appreciate it. Bye, right. buddy. Oh man, look at the
he
look at the board.
Again.
Caller,
really,
caller, you got Booch.
Thing that happened to you in high school.
Oh, someone's radio's on.
Oh, sorry.
Turn on your phone real quick.
Boochie, are you Who's there?
This? Yeah, yeah. Hey, how you
it's
doing,
Boochie.
Hero?
It's
how are you doing?
Hey, Jim made it in.
Yeah. All right. So Zachary, real quick, what's
Wait,
across?
How do you know it's Zachary?
Real? Yeah. How do you know it's me?
Because I have.
Zachary,
drops of you.
Zachary, I'm leading. It's a leading call.
Jesus.
He plays your calls over and over. Oh, how could I have done this better?
Yeah.
Look, I'm a perfectionist, and you are a perfectionist nightmare,
Obsessed.
Zachary.
Obsessed.
Oh, Zachary, what's a personal cue about yourself real quick?
Which amendment to the Constitution do I enjoy the most?
You have to say the letters.
How many letters?
The number of letters.
Well, how many letters do you think are
is
in it?
So whatever.
You have to tell coffee, us the number of
and I
letters.
Tore a little bit of it off, but I know it's more than two.
That's
so much like you, Mrs. Bucci, mine's damaged as well.
Is it the
there's maybe three or five.
Second,
I don't know how many letters are
Second
there.
Amendment? What is it, Zach?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you, Bucci. You got to solve
you
it.
You have to tell us the number
there's
of letters.
There's not a cheat sheet here.
All right, your favorite amendment. So it's the freedom of speech, right? Because, I mean, judging by your calls, it must be.
Well, WFMU is a good bastion.
That should be the that should, yeah. Well, I'm trying to change that, but
yeah. Well, you got a lot now that you're on Friday again. You got to sustain it.
I know.
Fall's different than winter.
Well,
Boochie.
that is my strength.
Up,
sustaining
different than summer is a really good.
Zachary, I gotta go, but thank you very much. We gotta get through these calls. Caller Yagabuchi.
I just wanted to correct. Know-it-all, Peter from Florida.
Yeah.
R.E.M. is not from North Carolina. They are from
Georgia.
Georgia.
Georgia. Thank you very much. I appreciate you are really Mr. Know-it-all. Caller Yugabuchi, real quick. Caller Yugabuchi.
Hey, this is Brett calling from Flint.
Can
hey,
you tell us where R.E.M. is really from?
Yeah, well, actually, I can. REO Speedwagon was a vehicle manufacturing company based in the south side of Lansing, Michigan.
Oh.
Oh,
originally,
nice.
And then the name was adopted by a band from downstate Illinois, I believe Champaign, Urbana area.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
So wait a minute.
Everybody else is wrong.
REO Speedwagon, the band that we all know, ripped off their name from another band? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, from a car manufacturing company.
Okay. All right. What's a clue about yourself real fast? I mean, extremely fast.
My password?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, please tell
okay,
us.
Okay, it's
that.
Capital G E N.
No! I had to drop him before he really made a huge mistake. Caller, you go Bucci and Mrs. Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Henry.
Oh!
Hi, Henry!
Henry, caught breaking into Bucci's condo and arrested, five letters, Henry.
What?
Well, so you're doing a puzzle?
Yes.
A crossword puzzle?
Yes, that's right. The crossword puzzle of the mind and
about
imagination.
About you, Henry.
So what's a clue about you, son?
Five letters.
What's the clue?
Missing $10.
Bucci.
No, you just said it.
Oh, is it Steve? I do owe my friend Steve $10. That's it, right? All right.
It's Henry.
I don't know. He broke up. All right, so you've been doing a crossword puzzle with me and
Mrs. Bucci
at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online all the time, WFMU.org. I will be back in 2 weeks. Next week, the best of Bucci. Coming up is Billy Jam, Guy Who Hates Needles, N-E-D-D-L-E, Billy Jam. Put the needle on record. Who listens to Bucci? Mrs. Bucci, who?
You, Ducci.
All right, bye. If I not leave you in this, I'll you all, right?